Come Aside and Unify, January 22, 2011 by Ernie Noll. In my dream, I am standing in a very large office that looks like a college. There are two desks, one each for the president and vice president slash treasurer. I now hear a conversation between the two men. The treasurer tells the president that they are in grave financial distress and soon they will need to close the doors. The president discusses how God has led them in so many ways through the years. He speaks of how so many times it was as if Jesus was standing with his arms open, waiting to be with him and guide him on his path. But now, the president says, it is as if Jesus and I no longer walk side by side. It is as if I walk alone. The treasurer has been sitting at his desk going through papers. He now remarks about the many bills, outstanding loans, and creditors who are requesting their money. He mentions that there is no way to provide the funds that are needed because they owe so much. Suddenly the treasurer stands up with a letter in one hand and a check in the other. He excitedly reads the letter, which explains that the enclosed check is from a government assistance fund to help with financial affairs. The letter explains that with the assistance, the receiver agrees with any and all decisions put forth from the government. The treasurer states that this is enough to pay all the bills and to get things back to where they can continue on. The president states that they should prayerfully consider the letter associated with the check and that death is imminent with or without the check. He explains to the treasurer that the stipulations given in the letter will be the utter destruction of what they have believed. The president states again that death is imminent. Yet, instead of praying about the situation, the treasurer calls many connected with the school to assemble in the office for some news. He has now gotten under his desk as if he is searching for something, but I realize it is so he can bring attention to himself when he comes up from under his desk to speak. Soon the office is filled with mostly students and a few teachers. The president begins speaking first. He explains how important it is that we daily walk closely with Jesus. He mentions the importance of finding peace and safety with Jesus as our refuge, even when we retire for the night. Our heart song should be that we will abide with him. He says that Jesus waits with open arms for us to come to him, where we can abide in his arms, a safe haven and a refuge. I notice that angels now encircle the assembled group, and I begin humming the hymn, Abide With Me. The angels now join in by singing the words to the song. The group does not see or hear them. The angels sing slowly, almost as if to contemplate the meaning of each word. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, O, abide with me. I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where, grave, thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. The treasurer now reappears from under his desk to make his grand entrance. He interrupts the president's recommitment talk by saying, Yes, it is important that we live every day by pondering each decision we make and which path we take. Each day we should come aside to quietly meditate and contemplate the importance of self-preservation and self-decisions. We should spend every waking moment in unity of thought. We each need to equally determine to unite our thoughts. We need to come aside and unify as one. As he continues speaking, one angel at a time stops singing, lowers his head, and walks away. The words they hear do not glorify their Lord and Master, but rather bring disgrace to his name. The treasurer now states that they need a song to rejoice with. Suddenly, an obnoxious sound comes from under his desk. It has a beat with a swaying music pattern. He begins to sing. We all got to come aside, come aside. We all got to unify, unify. At the end of each repetition, I hear the sound of oomph, oomph, oomph. I notice that each person in the group starts to sway from side to side and then begins dancing to the rhythmic music. The treasurer is able to get each person excited over the same words spoken repeatedly. The president is now taking things out of his desk drawers and quickly dumping them into a large empty box. He next grabs the items from the top of his desk and throws them into the box. He then pulls things from his bookcase and quickly tosses them into the box. I hear him saying, "All we needed to do was abide with Jesus. We are at the end and the doors are about to close. Instead, there is a desire to come aside and unify, when what we need to do is to abide with Jesus." The president quickly picks up his box and leaves, knowing where he must go for safety.